You're listening to Around Comics, episode 122.
This is Around Comics, a comic book roundtable, where twice a week you'll hear a revolving panel of guests discuss comic books and graphic novels. On every Thursday episode, like this one, you'll hear either a topic discussion, creator interview, Comics 101, or creator spotlight. Today we are talking about comic book conventions.
Yay.
And this is our comic book boot camp.
I like
we're going to scare you boot. Straight.
Hey, be careful there, Tom.
This is your feet on cons.
Not sexual orientation wise. You can do whatever you want. At a convention, anything goes.
I am Christopher Niesman, and let me introduce you to the rest of today's panel. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Brian Salazar.
Hello.
Next is the artist of Marvel's new X-Men, Mr. Scotty Young.
Hi. I had funny stuff, but it got deleted, so I'm not even going to bother. It was about whores, though. It was funny. I talked about having sex with slutty whores. So
I'll do Scotty's joke.
Yeah,
but
you do my joke as you.
Oh okay. No! Well, next is Mr. Tom Cater.
Oh, I only go to conventions to sleep with whores.
Where do I find them?
It's totally zero cool.
Zero cool.
That's synonym.
Where do the
awesome.
Whores get found?
On the street, I camp
no,
out.
Oh, adult finder.
Adult friend finder.
Yeah. Fuck.
All right, that's enough. Better
if and rounding out the round table
really good
is one of the hosts of Chicago's own comic book queers podcast, Mr. Stevie D.
My shorts are wet.
Say that again.
He has swalls.
My shorts are wet.
Thank you.
Microphone check. My shorts are wet. Wet.
Check one. Check two. Wet shorts.
Well, today we are going to be talking about comic book conventions and giving you all the insider information as much as we know, which is not a whole lot.
Insider.
I'm a veteran.
You are.
Yeah.
Scott. We're going to lean on Scott.
I wouldn't call
today.
Myself an expert on conventions in any way.
If you haven't been to San Diego once. You shouldn't even be allowed to say the word convention.
Oh, wow.
Is nobody
welcome to the Scotty Cast.
San Diego's not a comic book convention. That's why I haven't gone. Just because all you comic book slaves go out there and try and
get fucking sweet.
You were talking the whole day.
It's actually more frustrating than it is anything.
My parents won't let me go to California because a foreigner is the governor.
I almost just spit lemonade at Scotty on that one.
Really bad cherry lemonade.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into our main topic, I want to let everyone know that this episode of Around Comics is sponsored by InStockTrades.com.
Waiting for the trade has never been easier. InStockTrades.com offers a huge selection of the collected editions you need. InStockTrades.com is your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, essential showcases, archives, absolute editions, omnibus editions, and more. All at great discounted prices, and remember that all orders over $50 ship for free. Whether you're buying an absolute edition or catching up with showcases and essentials, InStockTrades.com is your new best friend.
BFF!
Don't
They're
get
my BFFs. I always go on there at nighttime and say, hey, BFF.
I used to chat with them during American Idol all the time, and then we got into an argument about Sanjaya. And I haven't talked to them since.
Your BFF was like, Sanjaya's awesome! And you're like,
not as good as...
That other
else?
Person.
That other American Idol contestant.
Well, Around Comics is recorded every Friday at 7 o'clock at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles. It's located at 4835 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. If you're in the area, please drop by, just like Steve did.
Yeah.
And then you can get wrangled in and sit in on a podcast.
Forced.
Maybe. It's fun. It's fun. You should do it.
Have a beer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Are you drinking Diet Mountain Dew?
He's gay.
Tom, I think that's the smartest thing I've ever heard you say.
That's the difference. Yeah. Look at you two. Yeah. It's competing Mountain Dews.
Yeah. Dueling Dews.
All right, well, as we've already alluded to, this is our comic convention boot camp episode is what we're calling it. We're gonna whip everybody into shape, get you ready to go to comic book conventions.
Enough of the boot camp.
Yeah, enough of the boot. Just fucking leave
just
the boot.
Just keep going. It's boot camp.
I'm your field sergeant.
Imagine it like basketball camp, except without basketball
I'm Captain
or boots
Neesman.
Or anything.
And when you're looking to the court,
sir, yes, sir.
You call me coach?
Well, Sal's going to be there in his combat boots and cut off camouflage shorts
when
that he likes.
Going through the quarter bins, you got to run through that tire course.
Well, if you are a long-time comic book convention goer, you probably already know a lot of this.
More than we do. Anyway.
If you are new to comic book conventions, hopefully some of these tips will help enhance your comic book convention experience and make it better for you. So we have a few tips here.
Maybe afraid of going and you listen, you won't be so frightful any longer.
Yeah, and you know what?
What?
I have no idea.
If you are a girlfriend of somebody going,
yes,
you should probably
not
think
go
twice. Yeah. Because
you should probably find something
Casey
else to do that
because
weekend.
She's my booth bitch.
Oh,
I make her sell
she's not
all my
have
stuff.
A booth? This year
I'm not doing conventions for a while. No,
yeah, 12 years.
Jesus, yeah. I'm happy.
Taking a day.
But Scott,
I'm happy you managed to show up anyway.
Yeah.
But this is your chance to give back.
Thanks.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, this is. I'm not doing conventions. I'm just teaching people how to be kick-ass at going
oh,
to.
Oh God.
Well, I tell you, maybe that's
good
where we
Lord.
Start. Is how to find out about conventions in your area. And there are conventions big and small. There are small dealer conventions, and then they're all the way from that, which is, you know, high school, gymnasiums to San Diego. And
yeah, that's one thing people should be aware of is because conventions have gotten so big lately as far as everybody having them now, everybody calls their show a convention. And,
right.
And it really can range from a convention that holds 50,000 people, and then somebody else will call it a convention, and it might bring in 1,500 people over the course of
I had
of
a convention
days.
At my house last week.
So you and Sam.
Warren Ellis was disappointed.
Why am I sitting at the kitchen table?
Just shut up, Warren.
Yeah. Sam's all like... Who's
I hate
this?
America.
But
who's this strange looking dude?
There's the website comicbookconventions.com.
I think, or it's comicconventions.com.
Comicconventions.com, good place to go. And
comiccon.com, right? Isn't that what
that's
for San Diego.
San Diego.
And oh, yeah comic book conventions.
It's all about San Diego with you, aren't you, snotty fucks?
Just love San Diego.
Listen.
The rest are flyover conventions.
Yeah, whatever.
But
I just call them. I just call them during the weekend and go, how's it going? And they go, good. And I go, all right, bye. That's it. That's the show.
That's your show. You got paid for
that?
That's
how I attend, yeah. I'm on the guest list and everything.
No sketches.
Scotty's going to call. Yeah. I'll do a voice sketch.
Voice sketch?
Yeah.
You have to think
a
of it. As
sketch,
you describe
yeah.
it, you
think
this
you
isn't
it?
Helping people.
It should. I'm being innovative here.
Well, I tell you, let's start with what will help people. And if you are.
What will?
If you're going to a convention out of town, and I know that we're lucky enough in Chicago to have a pretty good sized local convention, but we've gone to out of town conventions. And
don't. First tip.
Oh, no.
Don't ever travel with Chris. That's the first and greatest tip I could possibly give anyone.
I'm a chronic overpacker, and
I heard about your ridiculous, silly Tim Burton esque.
I have never seen a larger bag, ever.
I think that is an important tip: is to be realistic about taking
how
stuff
much
with you
want to bring. But you don't bring hardcover.
In Japan, this bag would have been an apartment.
Lord.
I think there was a Japanese family living in it, too, which is why I'm so heavy.
So
you got them signed by George Perez, too, while you were getting it.
Was it signed, Naruko?
So we'll get to how to pack for a con a little bit later, but if you're going out of town and you to a city that you've
don't
not...
Don't ever sleep on Norman Mailer's couch. Sorry.
No, know a little bit about the city that you're going to, especially from a mass transit perspective, because you can save yourself a lot of time, a lot of money in cab fare, etc., by knowing the mass transit. And a real easy way to know the city a little bit is to just go on comic book forums, whatever community forum you're a part of, and get some tips about the city and how to get around.
And you know what? Honestly, on top of that, it's not a bad a few conventions here and there, we've decided to drive. I mean, especially, I mean, if you're anywhere in the Midwest, you're not that far away from most of the conventions. We're kind of central. Mm-hmm. Driving's not a bad idea either, because then you can bring more stuff. You have options while you're in the area. Mm-hmm. There's not as much rush around.
Right.
So, you know, you don't have to leave the convention, go straight to an airport, or leave an airport, go straight to to the convention. You can, you know, you have a little bit more freedom to kind of relax and take your time to get there.
Road tripping can be fun.
Yeah, you can. Well, yeah, to make a trip out of it.
You can also make it like you don't necessarily have to go and show up just for the convention. For some of the like destination cons, it might not be a bad idea to plan a trip to like New York or San Diego, and not necessarily just go for the convention, but give yourself a few days on either side, because it'll help with, you'll get to hang out in the city, and you don't have to feel like you have a gun pointed at your head to like get out of town or like get into town,
right?
You know, and all of that.
That was my biggest disappointment about New York earlier this year is that it was my first trip to Manhattan, and we really didn't see that much of the city. And I saw that, I got to know, the inside of the Javits Center pretty well, but I really wish that we had had a day to really get out in the city.
I would say for anybody that does, I've been to maybe 8 to 10 conventions a year for the last 3 or 4 years, so the cities that you can go to, go to Orlando to MegaCon, it's in January or February, so the weather in Florida is nice. Universal Studios and Disneyland or Disney World are empty at that time of year, so it's nice to be able to. Conventions are always the same hall no matter where you're at. If you're only going for the convention, you're really going to just start to repeat things. Mm-hmm. But going to New York to see the sights, or going down and going, I'm going to convention for a few days, and I'm going to Disney World for 2 or 3 days. It really, at least, you can make a trip out of it. Then, if you're bringing the girlfriend, you're bringing, a family member or somebody else.
Wine the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, because you can give them other options. You don't have to beat the shit out of your girlfriend.
Check out the Statue of Liberty, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to be looking at George Perez for 4 hours.
And he's awesome to look at.
That beard.
Well, I mean, that probably gets into planning, planning those trips. And the next couple things I want to talk about is when you start to plan out what cons you want to go to, if you're going to go to multiple cons during a year or just one to go see a different city, find out when tickets for that convention go on sale. Pre-register, get your tickets purchased ahead of time. It saves a lot of headache. You really don't want to go to a con the day of and wait in line to buy a ticket. You want to have that mail
for the bigger cons. Ones, it's generally not an issue.
But for New York, Philly. Chicago, Heroes, and definitely MLC. San Diego. Because San Diego, Friday sold out, Saturday sold out, Sunday sold out today as we're recording here on Friday. So that show is completely sold out. You can't buy single day tickets now. So save yourself some headache. Buy your tickets ahead of time. And if you are traveling out of town, you want to make sure that you get your hotel reserved as soon as you can. And I know especially for San Diego, from what I've heard, is that you need to get that registered and reserved the day that it's available, because those hotels just get taken.
You might just move to San Diego.
It might help.
Get a lease.
Yeah.
Sign a lease.
Yeah. Timeshare.
Fuck. It might be easier than getting a hotel in San Diego.
And there are ways that you can save money by pre-registering all of that stuff, especially with hotels. I know for us, for Chicago, and we're staying, even though we live in Chicago,
Sal.
Yeah, Sal's like, what? what did we do?
Whenever he looks at me, it's like he's going to ask me something, and I'm not going to have
the about the hoteling business.
We went through Wizard Travel
for
ours, and we got
a very nice girl at Wizard Travel, Sarah or something like that. I can't remember.
So instead of just calling the hotel up and making a reservation,
they usually have some sort of block of a little discount for them, because they can get it, because they're going to have so many people for the convention that they can offer a little bit of a discount than if you went through a regular travel agency or something.
Yeah, or just calling cold up to the hotel.
So
if you're going to a Wizard show, I know Wizard Travel handles that. For other conventions, you may want to call, those conventions and find out if they work through an agency and have special rates.
Another thing with hotels is that a lot of people that maybe don't go to conventions don't realize. A lot of times, like in Chicago here, there's two hotels that are basically connected to the convention center, and there's a lot of other hotels in the area that are maybe cheaper or just as easy to get to and from, cab ride or a walk, mm-hmm. But a lot of times, if you're going there to, like, you want to maybe hang out with people afterwards, or, you know, if you see creators, that kind of thing afterwards, a lot of times it's those hotels that are either right next to the convention or connected to the convention, and the lobbies and bars there are usually some sort of scene after the convention. And that's a lot of times, for me, a lot more of the fun time is those sort of after the convention.
And during the day.
For us creators, it's so exciting.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure
you. Well, and during the day,
why did New X-Men happen like that? I don't know, dude. It's mid fucking midnight.
Go get drunk.
Yeah,
but if you're in a hotel either attached to a convention center
or
nearby,
it's
nice. In the middle of the day, if you have a bunch of stuff that you want to haul back to your hotel, you can. And it's right there, and it's nice to sit down for a few minutes and be able to take a break. So
Be prepared for a convention to bring. It will be very expensive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's always so much more, especially the bigger conventions. San Diego, I mean, if you go out to San Diego, just be prepared to spend a lot of money. And not just on, that's just on the essentials. I mean, eating out, the hotels, even the hotels that they're, I mean, they don't really do discounts in San Diego. The hotels are outrageously expensive. It's almost a six-day convention at this point. They're not, and that's without buying stuff yet. So
it's their chance to make money. So they're going to.
At a convention is outrageous.
I mean, you are going to
delicious.
Oh yeah.
I love plastic cheese. It's so sweet. But yeah, the money situation. Don't go and think like, oh, we can go and survive on nothing. You know, it's an expensive week of convention going.
Sure, and there are ways that you can defray costs and kind of
start a podcast, get a sponsor.
Get a podcast, you can sell your body.
Yeah, blood,
while you're
semen.
There. Semen.
You can sell semen, blood.
So Sal wants to spread his Sal seed.
Yeah, as many people that want it.
Little Sal's everywhere.
I don't know.
Want to get into, you know, just some tips. This is very obvious, but I think some people forget about it. Wear shoes that you're going to be able to walk miles.
Don't be like me, where I swear to God I'll buy a new pair of shoes. I buy a new pair of shoes before every convention. I don't know why. I'm a kind of OCD that way. Like, oh, a convention's coming up, I gotta go buy.
But
here's the funny thing: for the last 3 years, I just buy the same shoes over and over and over. I just keep buying the same pair.
Convention shoes.
Those are my marking of like, oh, it's time for new shoes, right? It's a terrible fucking mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Because 30 minutes into the show, I'm crying like a bitch. Oh, yeah. My feet hurt so bad, but I look so cool in my white sneaks.
My fresh white sneaks.
Just dress in general. Be comfortable. You're gonna be on your feet all day long.
Prepare for whatever weather you're... Well, it depends.
Chicago.
Chicago's friggin' hot. New York in February was fucking cold, and I did not dress properly or bring the right...
How much is that hoodie? $40, I'll take it.
I love New York.
Yeah, if you are coming to Chicago...
It's going to be hot, sticky, and bring lots of water. That's... we should probably go into that. It's like...
Okay,
it's
con bag time.
Con bag.
I hate my.
What
life.
Is a con bag, Sal? Let everyone know. You pack a great con
now.
Bag.
It's just your bag that you're bringing to the con with all your shit in it. I don't know.
Webster, what's a con?
Yeah,
bag?
Exactly. Why does he?
Sal's got a big flag, like a big bike flag.
I have pre-packed and brought my con bag.
I like his vintage patch that are sparkly white.
You like that?
On his bag, it's
on.
So brand new.
First,
he bought the bag.
I'll have to take a photo of this and put it on the forum. But Sal and I went to the Army Surplus in
because that's how I roll. I like to shop there.
He's a goddamn. I'm a soldier.
I bought this wonderful Israeli paratrooper courier bag for $18, and it's a perfect.
Why do you hate America?
They're our allies, Scotty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We probably bought that bag for him.
Yeah.
All right.
R&D, baby.
So, in my con bag, I'll start with one of Sal's favorites. And if you are a fan of sketches and getting sketches, there are different ways you can do it. You can get a sketchbook. You can, you know, do loose
sketches. I got that on my list of sketchbooks.
What kind of sketchbook?
Shall we say it? I have my sketchbook.
After we get this, I got a 10-point... A 10-point system that you will, if you follow, you'll be good to go on
getting
sketches from creators. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, in my con bag, I have a sketchbook. So and we'll come back to the ins and outs of that.
It's 11 by 17 blue line.
No.
In a light box.
I've got all of my writing instruments here.
I'm not fucking drunk enough for this.
We started a bet on the
my
way down here.
My man parts are starting to shrivel up inside me like a turtle.
I've got
no, originally, if you could only see this bag, as you said, it's an Israeli paratrooper bag, and it's got all these nice little places where fucking bullets are supposed to go. The Chris got it with Sharpies and pens. It's very cute.
That's the ammunition, baby.
Yeah. The Sharpie fine point, except no substitute. I have two, and have a backup, everyone. I've got two Sharpies. I've got, if you have, like, dark covers or any dark material. The Sharpie metallic is awesome. And a little tip, since I used to work for Sharpie, always store it upside down because the silver halides settle at the bottom. So you always want
to. Yeah, it is a good idea to bring that because we lose our. I mean, you lose your Sharpies all weekend long, and the worst thing in the world is somebody has a stack of 30 books for you to sign, and all of your. You know, anybody got a Sharpie I can borrow? So
I'm OCD. I don't want anyone signing my books with some used up, you know, bent up Sharpie.
I swear to God, he used to work for Sharpie, and they must have the most amazing fucking brainwashing employee program. What was it, 3 years ago that you worked for Sharpie? Was it 3 years ago?
And
he hasn't.
Chris just looked at me with a look of death.
Oh, yeah. There's not. It's Sharpie and Queen and Country, man. Right. Don't badmouth that shit around.
If Greg Rucka was laying naked with the Sharpie, it's over, man.
I'm not gonna.
There isn't a week that goes by that he doesn't push Sharpie.
All right, still
ballpoint pens, not gel pens. Ballpoint pens
for what?
Because gel pens smear.
What are you gonna do with those pens?
If you
autograph,
if you want something autographed with a ballpoint pen and not a Sharpie, some things work better with a ballpoint. Use a ballpoint, not a gel pen, because the gel pen will smear. All right,
if I want a quick sketch.
I got a memo pad for taking notes or getting phone numbers or that kind of stuff.
Scotty, can I
have deodorant? Very important. A little travel deodorant. Steve is going to agree with me on
stinky.
This.
Definitely, yes.
Not that's some baby powder for the balls.
Yeah.
Baby powder for the balls. Yeah. Good idea. Right,
Gold Bond, baby.
I'm a fucking dish rag.
I went to Target and bought a bunch of just travel size stuff. And I'm sorry, guys, you stink. Bring a little thing of deodorant. Use it once or twice.
I want to go ahead and put it out there that it's always a running joke. Comic book people stink. Let's just put it out there that any fucking convention hall that has no ventilation,
like human.
Filled with 20,000 people, is going to reek like assholes.
Yes, you know what I mean? Those 20,000 people were to shower before they go.
They do shower, but after 6 hours
shower's
of walking
overrated.
Around, you start to stink. Take some Right Guard with you.
Yeah.
An Irish bath.
This, very, very important.
Value.
At some point, after drinking all night and hanging out,
with
being,
Chris.
Being dehydrated, you're going to get a headache. Take some aspirin with you. I like the Advil liquid gels.
Ding! That was a fucking commercial for that.
Good Lord.
A little mouthwash, a little travel mouthwash.
What brand is that?
A little scope.
Mr. Want to Quit his job.
There's nothing more awkward than leaning over to kiss your favorite creator.
Yeah. Oh, Rucka, hold on.
Oh, nothing more awkward than that.
Got Chris drunk enough, and he does kiss you.
Well, hey, after enough chili cheese dogs and
chili
other bad food, you're gonna need some Rolaids. Pack some Rolaids.
Trust me on that one, kids.
Yeah. And this one gets overlooked all the time, but
Purell. Hand sanitizer.
When
you're done gladheading, you know, shaking hands.
Josh Middleton brings an industrial tub of it.
Scotty.
Yeah. He sketches in a bathtub.
How many times have you gotten sick after
every convention? I don't get sick. The only times I get sick is after convention.
Scotty wears a gas mask.
I come back just a fucking annihilated because it's...
You're going to be screaming all weekend long. Bring some cough drops.
You're screaming
at the fuck convention you go to? Like, UFC?
No.
Like, kick his ass!
They're loud. You're always raising your voice so people hear you at bars. And
I was going to say raising your voice. You got my sketch!
But no. You're running on empty all week long. So bring some cough drops.
And Chris does a lot of interviews at the show.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
He does talk a lot. He never stops talking.
All right.
Good Lord.
Cliff
wow.
bars.
Are those good?
Yeah.
I might let me have them right now.
You want the you want the oatmeal raisin walnut
Ooh.
Or the mountain mix, or which one do you have, Scotty?
Good. I got peanut butter, chocolate chip peanut crunch.
All right, there you go.
I brought peanut butter sandwiches with me to Chicago.
Yeah, you did.
So Clif Bars, because it's really easy. You're going to get hungry. You may not want to pay $5 for a hot dog.
No. I would definitely suggest bringing some sort of snack, whether it's, you know, granola.
Couple bananas.
Tom did.
I've taken sandwiches.
Because it's the food there. The food in the convention sucks.
Fucking terrible.
You have to wait in line all fucking day to get.
And you
got to
sign up for financial aid.
Yeah,
it's like $5 for a 4 ounce cup of soda.
Yeah, definitely bring water because you'll be water fountains that you can refill it. You know, bring a plastic water bottle or something because you're gonna be fucking hot.
Don't end up drinking your own piss.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks.
So make sure all this is in your bag. Because conventions have started shutting you down of bringing outside food or drink
those
in there because they want you to
spend waste your money on that.
And
shit.
The thing about Clif Bars is that they're small, they're compact, they're made for people that need energy in bursts that don't
like
have
those athletic comic book fans that are running to get a
put their
sketch.
Goddamn walkie talkie.
You know,
breaker breaker, I'm on the way to George Perez. Breaker breaker, 19er. I found him. He has a broken arm again.
Bananas, apples, trail mix. You get the idea. And water. Lots and lots of water.
Pickles. Lots of electrolytes and pickles.
Bring a jar. Pedialyte.
Yeah.
I'll bring Pedialyte with me.
I'm going to bring a jar of pickles with me to Chicago.
All right.
I bet
some
you will.
Sweet gherkins.
Nice.
Yeah, so stay hydrated. It's important. I've got a small digital camera.
Got a lot of shit in that little bag.
Yeah, it's a
nice bag.
Well, it was small 6 years ago whenever I bought it. So I've got a digital camera. You never know whenever you're going to run in Stan Lee.
Or a drunk Jim Lee.
Isn't that an awesome picture?
Yeah.
Me with Jim Lee drunk out of his mind. It's an awesome.
I'm going to get more than one issue of Wildcats out.
No way.
I always take a look, and the last thing in my con bag, and then we'll move on. I always take a look at the guest list, who's going to be Artist Alley, who some of the guests are going to be, and I take a select group.
This time it's a select group.
New York
on a fucking 900-mile trip to New York, you brought a fucking suitcase full of hardcovers to get signed.
So, yeah, I take a look at who's going to be at the show, and I grab the stuff that I want signed. And for Chicago, Omen is going to be there, so I've got my Powers hardcover. Jeff Darrow is going to be there, and I've got a couple of his. And then Brian Hurt is going to be there, so I've got one of my Queen and Country hardcovers. So that is
a bell.
That is my con bag.
Wow.
It's a nice little bag you got there.
You like that?
Yeah.
You know what your only flaw in that bag is?
Uh-oh.
The size of your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you have is good, but you haven't prepared. That bag's not big enough to add extra things to.
For purchases that
you
make.
You need a good, like, a messenger bag is okay, but you need something that's going to be comfortable for the day. So a backpack, like a very large backpack would be good.
Right.
For me, that is fine because we're staying in a hotel that is attached to the con. So with when I finally get that Sin City Library Volume 1, I'll be able to take
that. That does bring up a good point, though, about like if you're traveling to a convention, we ran into it last year at Wizard World with David Price. He bought so much stuff.
He couldn't fit it home,
and we had to end up shipping it to
Dan
him.
Dan has a post about that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, be aware when you're there.
That's where driving can come in handy as well.
You can throw it in the car.
Bring a big enough backpack. I mean, like, we have the same bag, the big Swiss Army backpack. It's such a big backpack. You can bring you need, but it has a huge compartment for the books. And
even
everything.
If you're not going to buy anything at a convention, you're going to go back home with more than you came with because
just
there's so much
shit
stuff.
And make sure that it's going to be comfortable carry around. Like, again, a messenger
bag,
that was 6-7 hours of a thing that's, you know, traipsed across your shoulder. It's going to start hurting after a while.
I used to always bring this big, you've seen that big, I have this really big black bag that I usually always bring to cons, and it's great because it fits so much stuff. I mean, I can actually fit, like,
guns and stuff.
Yeah, you know, axes.
Swords, because you buy swords at conventions.
But it gets so unwieldy after, like I said, 6-7 hours of walking around with the damn thing. So
it's
this year,
backpack time.
I'm going to go to the backpack this
year. Yeah, I switched to backpack about 3 years ago.
Never go back.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Paul Jenkins, and Sal's British accent sucks a dead shit out of a Dead Seagull's arsehole.
and that kind of goes to, we talked about having a home base, you know, whether it's a car trunk, don't leave stuff, loose out in your car. It's all common sense stuff, or a hotel room. Next is cash. Every year, end up running into someone that, you got 70,000 people at a con, two ATMs, they're going to run out of cash real quick. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you bring more cash than you think you're going to spend. Have a budget, right, whatever that is, but have cash on you because you can't rely on an ATM.
And you don't know, the crazy thing about conventions is you're going to run across something that you didn't expect you want to spend a ludicrous amount of money on, like one of my original
lightsaber,
art, like a cover that I did. It's, you got to spend like $3,000 on that, right? No, I mean, I've been at a convention where I walk up and I'm like, oh, and the artist I like is there and I want to buy one of their original pages. I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't bring it, you know, I don't have enough cash on me. It's all back in my vault.
Another thing involved, this Scrooge. Another thing is that, you know, you are paying cash for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, artists are taking cash for sketches or artwork. Vendors are generally taking cash.
There's a few bigger dealers that will do cards.
But most
Scotty takes rare gems.
Yeah.
Or whores.
It's like there's probably no worse feeling than like running across something you really want to get.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, wow, I've never seen this before. And then not having cash.
Yeah.
And then being like, fuck.
And then coming back.
Yeah, can I borrow $350 for this?
Or, you know, you run across an artist and you want to get something.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't have cash.
I don't have
the
cash.
Because, you know, you're going to the convention for that type of stuff. So
and there's not, it's not like you're in a relationship with the person where you can be like, well, I'm going to go get cash. Will you take this off the table and I'll be back? Because as a creator, I've done that before.
And then never come back.
Yeah, so then it's 6 hours have gone by, and all of a sudden...
You could have sold it 4 times.
Right, so, you know, always be prepared with the cash just to make it easy on everybody. And so you can walk away with what you want.
Exactly. Next thing I have is schedule. It's you had made a point, Scotty, whenever we were on our way up here. San Diego is a really hard show to stay on a schedule
because
it's so big.
Yeah, that show is some... Honestly, that is a show. If you're going to go as a fan, go there to meet the artists, meet the writers, buy books that you're not going to be able to buy anywhere else. Use that convention for what it should be for. Get things that can only be gotten there. Mm-hmm. I always find it odd at a convention that big where people plan, because you know, a convention like Chicago, it's, you can go to the panels and still experience the whole con evenly.
Yeah, yeah, it's not that huge.
Because you're not going to miss anything that you... But San Diego, there's so much stuff there that you're not going to be able to get by anywhere else the rest of the year.
Yep.
That don't try to kill yourself by making it to all these panels when literally you can go back to your hotel, that room that night.
And find out
the
news. Yeah.
We have more news than people at the show right now.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. When we were at New York and there was all that stuff, there's all kinds of news releases.
You don't
and then
know.
I got home and I was like, oh, wow. I had no idea.
I got people coming up to me.
Hey, Scott,
at San Diego, telling
me
like, announcing shit to me that I think is a big secret. Like, how'd you find out?
Oh, they just didn't.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm in trouble. And yeah, it just so go there.
I knew
to
I
have
shouldn't
some
have told
fun,
that whore last
go
night.
Go there to.
but on that same note, you know, take a look at the programming schedule. Right. Pick out a couple panels that you want, because panels are fun, and they're also a great way to sit down for an hour and get off your feet.
There's also really, and not necessarily like your DC or Marvel panels, but like they have ones just about certain creators.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really into someone, you know, if you really like Brian Wood or you really
like
so and so,
they could have
that was one of my favorite panels last year in Chicago was the Vertigo Brian Wood panel.
Yeah, you know, it's an opportunity where you could maybe ask.
Right.
You know, some, those probably
yeah,
might
those,
be a
yeah.
little bit more
those
worthwhile.
More.
Than,
those are more worthwhile than to me than just the general, we're a
Joe.
Company, yeah, and we're going to release some information that in 10 minutes nobody, you know, it's going to be. But another good thing that you should look at the schedules at conventions is the things not necessarily put out there by the two big companies. But Wizard does a good job of the Wizard Schools, which I always teach at all those, where just a number of creators, ranging from writers to artists to anybody, all day, every day, for an hour apiece, are in there giving a class about something. It's a great chance to go in and learn a little something. Mm-hmm. And
even if you don't have aspirations of being an artist or a writer, just to learn more about the craft.
Yeah,
you know?
Learn
well,
more about...
Steve, you're not an artist or a writer.
No.
I don't think so. Why do you go to the Wizard School?
Well, I went to a friend of mine is an illustrator, and he wanted to go to Angel Medina was doing how to draw Spider-Man or whatever, and so we went to that one, and it was just fun listening to him talking and having hearing the interaction between him and the aspiring artists that were in there,
right,
talking about the industry and just literally just him basically boiling it all down to just keep drawing and keep practicing and just keep talking to everybody else around. So
there's those, and then there's also the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund also puts on at most conventions the sketch duel, which is just a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are a fan, you have to go to one of these. I do it. Whatever con I go to, I'm up. It'll be me, Chris Moreno from Sidekicks,
right.
Jim Lee, Amanda Connor. Just any number of creators will participate in this. And basically, for an hour to an hour and a half, we're up there doing jam pieces where I'll do half the paper, Jim Lee will do the other half of the paper. Then we start another one, and everybody.
What'd that one sell for?
Well, I mean, because I was on
got
it,
$5.
it went up to like a grand. But I mean,
Jim Lee brought it down.
Jim got about $20 in.
Did you turn to Jim Lee and go, "I'm sick of fucking caring"?
Yeah. why are you always on my back? But you come to that one. While we're drawing, it's just fun. We just cut up and have a good time and interact. And we usually are having the crowd call out what. You know, what do you guys want? And so, and it's always funny. We're doing funny drawings, and then at the end of it, it's all auctioned off, and all the
proceeds
proceeds go to the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, which is also pretty good. Where you know these different comic retailers are going court battles. It's all it's all for good charity.
I think that's like a really good example of, I think, one of the things that if you're going to go to a convention and you've never been to one before, to take an opportunity. Like the best part of conventions is sort of getting the people that you see. Work on books that you like, sort of humanized.
Right.
You know, like getting to meet people, it completely changes your.
Carmine
like,
and
Tito. Yeah. Well, Dave here. I met Dave, who's here, listened to the podcast a couple times at a wizard school. He came to the wizard school, and it's a totally different situation when they can. Yeah, like you said, you can all of a sudden see like, oh, this guy's not just like the robot monkey that I thought he was.
Makes books, pumps out stories, or draws like a machine that stamps drawings on the page. You know. It sort of increases your appreciation, and it definitely tempers your, like, if you're someone with a lot of bile, it'll temper your bile to meet someone that you're like, ooh, sucks.
I hate him, but he's kind of a nice guy.
Right, he's kind of cool.
Damn it, now I can't
hate
him
anymore. Makes you a better fan.
But those are the kind of panels. Yeah, those are the kind of panels that I think that you should try to check out when going to those conventions, because those are, again, the news panels, the Cup of Joes.
And those are fun.
Nothing against those at all.
I love DC Nation.
Yeah,
but it's not the only panel that I want to go to.
You're not going to see. You're not going to see. The sketch duel typed out on Newsarama for you to go through and read.
Yeah.
You know, it's a once a year experience or experience.
Right.
Everything else, the news type situations, don't feel like you're going to be missing out if you don't go to those panels.
Yeah, you'll get home that night and read it online.
It's not like those books are coming out in an hour.
Yeah.
Oh shit, they announced it.
Oh, and it sold out.
But at the same time, it is interesting sometimes to just go and experience those panels because it's a larger group of people, a lot of fandom, and a lot of it's Q&A. And you'll have all sorts of different creators that'll be up there.
You should do them, but you shouldn't just think
that's all there is.
Yeah, not saying one's better than the other. Just
there are other.
If you're looking at the schedule, try to prioritize by I'm never going to be able to do this one again.
Right.
You know, this is the show. This is a one. This is a unique opportunity to do this. Maybe if it ends early or blah, 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 I can go do the other thing.
Sure.
But.
Yeah, we saw a panel a couple years ago. It was Bendis's panel on writing, and it was Bendis, Rucka, Brubaker, Paul Jenkins, and... That was Miller there?
No, that was I think just those guys.
But it was an amazing panel.
Jeff Lopez there also.
And Jeff Lopez.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
It was really kind of, I think, for us, maybe once in a lifetime to get those guys together, because they're not always
Yeah, it was fascinating just hearing them, you know. Mm-hmm. And
it's a situation where you can ask a question and you'll get, like, an answer. Like, if you go to, like, the Cup of Joe or DC Nation, and you're like, when are you going to bring back so-and-so? Even if they are, they're not going to tell you.
Yeah, it's like a White House press conference.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Why are we at war? I don't know, but I lack Skittles.
Like
do you lack Skittles?
If you have like a question, it's actually an opportunity to ask a question and get a.
And usually those other panels are much smaller.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
There's
it's more intimate.
Yeah, it's more intimate of a interaction with the.
If you don't want to miss a panel, there was a good piece of advice on the forum this week because you can get into on the show for and hours just kind of like wash away, and you're like, oh my god, it's 3 o'clock.
You might have woken up in a bathtub filled with ice, and your kidney's gone.
Set a cell phone alarm
been staring at this like, porn girl for 3 hours.
If you want to be at DC Nation at 1 o'clock, set a 12:30 alarm on your cell phone to go off and go, oh, hey, I need to go get in line for the DC Nation.
I'm in the process of creating my Jim Harbaugh style armband program. It's got all the
plays on it.
That's right. I got 12:30. I got a DC Nation.
His want list of stuff to buy. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to talk about Artist Alley next, and we're going to turn it over to Mr. Young.
How not to piss off artists.
And
all right.
Listen up, fuckers.
Oh, Scotty.
For those of you that haven't been to a con before, Artist Alley is one of the treasures of a con.
It's
your chance to get in and meet artists and some writers, writer artists, mostly artists, and get FaceTime with them. And if you are a sketch hunter, that's where you can get sketches. So Scotty's going to walk us through the do's and don'ts about sketches.
Yeah, I think, you're going to, a lot of people either want or artists will do sketches ranging from full body little headshots to full commissions, where it's going to be a little closer to a finished piece of artwork.
Right.
So I kind of just was trying to think and thought, again, doing 8 to 10 conventions each year, you start to, after a while, go, you kind of run into some hurdles. And so I tried to put together kind of 10 points that to try to keep in mind. First, if you want your sketch or commission from, you're going to have a list of a couple people that you want, that you want a sketch from. The best idea, if you really want one from, there's the Adam Hughes or any of those guys out there, get there first thing on the first day.
And put in
because conventions, it's so known now that you can get artwork from the artists, the lists fill up quick. My list is done an hour into Friday. I can't take any more. So you're talking about people that are leaps and bounds, the Adam Hughes, all the other people who are doing the sketches. I mean, their lists just fill up. Adam does a lottery where, it's no more even a list. You just sign up, throw a thing, and then he picks out
whoever because.
So get there early.
Yeah, I know Tony Moore, he does two or three a day. I don't want to. Something like that, and he only does commissions.
Sketches, yeah,
and
right.
He takes it maybe more than two or three, but he only takes a set number, and they fill up quick.
Yeah, the sketches or the commissions, either one. Some people do both, some people do one, or some people do the other. But get there early on the first day. I'm telling you, there is a race of comic book convention people who live their life to find ways to get into the convention even before it opens to get to your table and get on lists. So, it's a whole subculture within a subculture, the people looking for sketches. Sure. And so get there early on the first day. If you do bring, a lot of people bring their own sketchbooks. They have a theme, like, oh, this is my Joker book or this is my Batman book. Or if you have that, I don't think it matters the size, but usually the 8.5 by 11 books are pretty standard. Make sure if you are going to start a sketchbook, go invest in a good quality. Go to the art store and really pick up a good quality inside paper. As an artist, there's nothing worse than bringing up a flimsy
sketch
because we're going to try. We want to do
some
yellow pad,
some loose leaf.
You want to do the best drawing possible, and sometimes it's hard when the half the paper's ripped out because it's a spiral bound little thing.
Right.
But if you do have a book, make sure you write your name, all your name and contact information on the inside cover. There was a time where I had somebody work in my booth. They were taking the list, and I looked down. I have 25 sketchbooks underneath my table. Half of them
don't have names.
Are just
you don't
blank
know
sketchbooks.
Who, yeah.
I don't know what drawing to put in them. I don't know, I don't know who to give it back to. So all of a sudden I feel responsible for material that's not mine. And that kind of comes to another thing. If you can, unless the artist is completely cool with it, don't try to leave it there. Because, again, you're putting your property in someone else's hands, and we do get very busy.
Yeah,
and it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
So I most of the time won't keep your book. I'll say bring it back at this point, and we'll see if I can get to it. Know what you want sketched when you come up. Have an idea, because over and over we'll get somebody who has been waiting, or they're waiting in line, or they get, can I get it put on your list? You write their name down. What do you want? And they go, oh.
What do you, who
yeah,
do you draw?
Yeah, who, what yeah. do you want? What do you, whatever you want.
Who
well,
are, who are
I'll
you?
Tell you what.
I'm going
to
draw
it,
you.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, the whatever you want is nothing. I mean, I don't read, you know, a lot, I don't, it is a lot of work to be sitting there, let alone to all of a sudden have to start thinking about, wow, what should I draw? You know
what
I mean?
What's your favorite?
Yeah, so really have in mind what you want. Next up is have multiple ideas, actually. Because if a lot of artists are like me, you might say something and go, you know what, I'm probably not going
to
do that very good.
I want you to
good.
Draw the Golden Age Adam.
Yeah, well, next, that's what I'd say.
Well, and I don't know if you were going to have that on the list, but if you are going to ask for something obscure or maybe
reference,
people,
yeah.
Reference,
yeah.
Bring reference.
The multiple ideas and the reference, same thing for me. Have your ideas, have a couple concepts, because again, some artists are going to be better at some things than others. I'm a person who, if I don't feel comfortable doing it, I don't want to give you a bad drawing, so I'm going to say, let's think of something else. Try to have reference. The good thing about being at a comic book convention is you can go buy a 25-cent book probably anywhere with one drawing of it. So that's always an option. But
and if you have a theme book.
Yeah, know, that that's always good.
Yeah, if it's in, this is a pre-reference. You know, yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
What this is kind of, I wouldn't say that this is an across-the-board situation, the next one, but I wouldn't expect artists to draw your characters. Meaning, you get as an artist, you get a lot of people that come up that are creating their own book or have their own indie
this
title.
This is Astonishing Bob.
And you actually, people actually request that?
Yeah, a lot. And the thing about it is you get a little... It's a rough situation for an artist to be in because, well, say, like for me, example, I'm an exclusive artist. Sure, I will do your thing, but there's no telling that you might go then turn around and
turn
take that,
into
drawing.
A cover.
Yes, yeah. And it's, that has happened a lot where you'll see an indie, you know, hey, we do my draw my character. Then you put all this time and effort to it, and it all of a sudden gets turned into a cover. And we could get in trouble for that. So if at all possible, and just you don't want to care, you don't want an artist to have to sit there and do your character designs for you, or you know, like sit there and recreate something out of thin air. Do your best to, you know, stick within like either characters that the artists that you like have drawn, or somewhere in the comic book world
you
of
know,
some
Superman.
Sorts.
You know, like anyone can draw Superman.
Right. You know, I mean, you could get create. I mean, there's a million characters out there, but when you start bringing in your own original things, you can start to get into some dicey area. So I'd say I would advise to stay away from that.
Or even stuff that's, you know, like from film, you can do that. You know, I mean,
sure.
Like, draw the Predator for me. I mean,
sure.
That's easy
yeah,
enough,
of course.
But something, yeah, like you said, it's
right.
It's a licensed property. Sure.
The next is, in general, just be polite about it. The thing about the sketches is it's getting so expected now that don't pull, like, artists are not like robots, right, that can just like pump out hundreds and hundreds of drawings. And you at sometimes will get, they're not going to be able to get to all, them all. So you should probably expect there to be the opportunity. You know, you might not get your drawing, even if you
right.
got on the list. Is Craig making faces behind me?
Crank was winding you up.
There's going to be times where even it doesn't matter how far you up on the list, you might not get your drawing. You should expect that. But when you don't, remember that there were 100 other people that were also trying to get a sketch. Some of those people didn't get there.
It's not like they took your money and are keeping it.
Right.
Well,
hold on. The problem there is that you really feel like
you've already purchased that time.
Well, you do get a lot of guilt where somebody will say, well, I only came here to get this. I only came here. And all of a sudden, again, we're like you said, we're just people, right? So I'm just sitting there. Now I'm feeling like shit because I physically can't produce that much. And you get to a point where you're like, God, I really wish that I could.
So why aren't you doing conventions for a couple of years?
Telling you, it's really hard. I mean, because you want to be as nice as you can.
Sure.
You want to produce as much as you can. You want to try to get to everybody who has
and
come
they're
to get
fans
something.
Of your work, and
right.
and you want to.
And yeah, you respect that, and you appreciate that, and you want to give that back, but you can only do so much. So be polite going up for the sketches. If they don't get to your sketch, say thank you, I'll see you at the next show. They're going to do another show. Do your best not to guilt them into trying to do it, because either you're going to your, you know, your favorite creator is gonna, you know, start cussing you at you, or they're gonna give you a shitty drawing, and you
or
know
they're
what?
Gonna secretly hate you.
Yeah.
I mean, can you? Oh God, imagine having your favorite creator right. secretly hate you. Drawing you like you're a fucking dick.
I think the next on there to make sure that you're gonna get your sketch, or better your chances is try to be there the entire length of the show. I mean, if you're gonna want a sketch and you get there early on Friday, if it's a 3-day show. Try to be there through Sunday. When I take a list, I usually take the list and I tell everybody just check back on Sunday. If you're only going to be there on one day or the next day, the chances of me getting to that one is going to be a little bit low, especially if you're low on the list. If you're at Sunday, it's a little easier. So try to be there all 3 days.
But can you be bribed to move me up the list if need be?
Well, you know what? I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding because we are people. There will be people that will send. I mean, just like anything, you'll meet a couple people at a show. They're really cool. They're really personable. They sit. They hang out for a while. You got a lot in common. Sometimes that'll bump you. Now, I'm not saying that to be like, hey, pester the artist right, and try right. to become their buddy. But that's going to happen at some point, you know, because it's not like we're running a business, you know what I mean, yeah. where we have to be fair. But
just know that going into that. Because you're on the list doesn't necessarily yeah. mean you're
and it
going to get
right.
it done. There's a million things that could come right. into play.
A million, yeah. You know. I mean, you might. I mean, some days you just can't draw worth it. I mean, the drawing situation. I've said it before. The drawing situation at a convention is terrible. It's right. the worst light, the worst seating. You got to stop every 5 minutes to sign books. It's pretty tough. So, mm-hmm. So be aware of that. This is hard for an artist to actually admit, but you're not always going to be super excited with what you get back, right? With the drawing you get back.
That's true.
We do draw. I mean, that's a thing.
Steve speaks from experience
yeah.
here.
Say yeah. you get you do 20. I mean, as a comic book artist, if I'm working on a cover, I'll work on a cover for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, 3 days, I have to do 20 drawings. You know, commissions that come close to looking like a cover. That's insane. That's so much work. And most of the time, it's characters that I've either never drawn or have only drawn a few times. So a few of them are not going to be fantastic to everyone. Keep that in mind when you get it back. Do your best to appreciate it anyway. You know what I mean? I know that's hard to say, but mm-hmm. again, the artists out there are not just robots, and they can't just pump out greatness every time they put pencil to paper. And you get kind of what they give you, you know what I mean? And you're 20, 30, 40 people in the list, it's going to get tough to bang out masterpieces all day long. Which then comes to the last part is be prepared to pay some decent money for these things. I mean, it's starting to get up there in price. Mm-hmm. The quality's getting a little better, but the price is going up. And do your best to try not to negotiate. You know, to negotiate. It is a lot of work to try to do these finished kind of commissions for people, and it really is hard. I mean, it costs us a lot. The conventions most of the time do not fly you out. You know what I mean? We're paying to be there. We're paying for the hotel.
Yeah, well, that's how you guys make yeah. your money. That's how
so
you pay to go to
for
these
the sketches, the commissions, you know, it's always, again, we want, it puts you in a difficult situation because as a creator, you want to maintain a fan. Right. If mm-hmm. a person comes up and says, "Oh, I love your work, and I love the books that you've been on, and blah blah blah," and that you sign their books, and all of a sudden, they want to try to haggle you, but why is it so expensive? You know, could you just take? Mm-hmm. How about I give you this, right? And you're like, all of a sudden, you're like,
you're at a garage sale.
Yeah, you're stuck in a situation where you're like, I don't, you know, this guy's a fan,
well,
and I really appreciate
okay,
that.
Well,
but
let's talk about pricing on sketches. What is a pricing structure, if such a thing exists, on what you should expect as a fan to pay for a sketch? Right. And I understand that, like, a Jim Steranko sketch, even if he did them anymore, is going to be really expensive.
Well, you're going to run across the guys that are going to do the free ones. Mm-hmm. You're going to have indie guys that will do free ones or a little cheaper ones. You're going to have the big stars that are sitting there with a line, you know, the John Romita Jr.'s sitting there with a line for 8 hours while he's just banging out Spider-Man heads mm-hmm. that are going to be free. Now, again, those are going to be about the size of an index card, a headshot.
They're quick head sketches,
yeah,
right. sure.
Those are going to be free. sketches that are going to be kind of be like your typical kind of head shoulder shot that are going to range in quality from anywhere from just a pencil sketch to maybe like a quick Sharpie job with some like a little gray tone or something on that is going to probably run you anywhere from $5 to $20-$30 for something like that. And again, you got to remember in these prices now they've started to go up because you turn around instantly and your pieces are on eBay and all of a sudden they're going for $60, $70, $80 on the little doodle.
Right.
So you want to make sure, like, I necessarily don't care. I'm thinking, well, once you pay it for me, it's your artwork. You can do whatever you want. I know there's a lot of artists that get really mad about the eBay thing. I don't really care, but commissions are what is going to run you the money. I mean, okay. The quality is going to be a fully kind of, most of the time, a fully rendered sort of
a truly finished piece.
Truly finished piece is going to be inked and painted sometimes. I mean, we'll sit around with watercolors and markers and splatter and
Mark got a Ryan Ottley. Ryan Ottley did
his commissions are awesome.
He did a Captain America for him last year.
You know what? He was at he drew it at my house. He stayed with me last week.
Nort just saw it and goes, this guy's going to be a star.
Yeah, he's awesome. But those are going to be anywhere in the range of, I mean, most of the time, $100. I do commissions for $200. You're gonna get, J. Scott Campbell is. You're talking, you know, $1,000.
Yeah,
you know,
it all depends. I mean,
it depends on where you're at, who you are, what you find worth it. I mean, for me, I find that I can do fewer commissions for $200 and make them all better.
Sure.
Then doing them cheaper and taking on tons, you know, because then the more I do, the lesser the quality for each is.
$200. I mean, we're starting to talk about. I mean, that's a pretty big, not investment, but that's pretty good chunk of change.
For $200, from me, I'm going to give you. It's going to probably be. I do most of my commissions on 11x14.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a fully inked. Like usually, I'm going to have my full set of markers. It's going to be fully marker rendered. Then I'm going to go in over top of that and give it a little polish with some more ink, some white ink, some black ink. And I mean, it's going to be a piece of art, and it's going to be something that it is a one of a kind. That's the thing that people keep in mind. It's nobody else will have it ever.
Do you pay up front or do you pay on delivery?
I've done both. Back a while ago, I would take it up front.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure you didn't get beat. But that was 4 or 5 years ago. Now, you know, I'm pretty confident with a price tag of $200, if you come up and get on my list, chances are you're coming back.
It's half down and
no,
half,
I don't
you know?
Take it. I don't take anything. But because I'm also confident in the fact that if you beat me on the sketch or the commission
you'll
and you
sell
don't
it
come,
to somebody else.
I'll sell it that day anyway. I mean, because it's usually a list of characters that everybody likes. So say I did a Catwoman and nobody came back to pick it up. Well, I sold it an hour later. I was like, wow, this guy's not coming back. So you just sell it either then or the next convention.
Now, you do all commissions? You don't
all
do any sketches?
Well, what I'll do,
or any
for me, I will do, and some artists will do this, I do the commissions mainly. Maybe on Saturday or Sunday, I'll pick out a two-hour block and have you basically stand in line at my table. And I'll do as many as I sketch, like headshot, like head and shoulder sketches as I can in a two-hour block. That way, for the people who you know don't want to put up the big money for the big piece, they just want to. I mean, some people just want to walk away with just an eyeball, dude. They just want to walk away with that thing.
Well,
and
that's
I
have a small. I have a sketchbook just like this, and it's like I like getting just a quick sketch.
Right.
I don't, you know, it's like I'm not looking for a finished piece or anything.
But
a lot of times it's like when guys are only doing commissions, I don't know if it's like, can I ask them, you know, hey, can I get a quick sketch for, you know.
Yeah.
Because I just want something
to
take away
and I'll
from,
pay for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, that's the thing is.
Mostly.
I try to do that where it's, you know, a block a day. The block a day, the 2 hours a day is pretty good. You know, I can do 40, 50 sketches in that block of. And so you feel like, well, I did a good, you know, the people who wanted to walk away with at least something got something. But the thing about the negotiating price is it's not that we're not like hardcore, like, no, why are you trying to be cheap? It's that we have to, you know, if you have a list of 30, 40 people, and you're sitting there and you got five people in line waiting to get signed books, and then all of a sudden I cut your price down. Then all of a sudden I have to cut it for anybody after, you know, anybody who heard it. And so,
standard,
you got to be pretty firm there. And it's hard to be because, again, there's nothing cooler than having a person that comes up and is excited to meet you and is a fan of your work, and you really, really appreciate that. So the last thing you ever want to do is have to go like, oh, why are you fucking with me, man? You know what I mean? Just pay me my money! Right now. So I think those, like, if you keep those things in mind, you'll be pretty good off.
And the other thing people should, I mean, it's like, if you go to a convention, don't miss out on Artist Alley, because that,
oh,
I mean,
it's great.
Because, I mean, yeah, you'll have big names there, and yeah, but you'll have a ton of other guys that you may have never even heard of, but are fantastic artists.
Right.
There's all sorts of different kinds of artists, and a lot of times you can get sketches, either free ones or real cheap ones, and they're great artists, you just haven't heard of them before, you know, either new guys or just, you know,
that's what I love about
guys.
The Artist Alley, is going through and coming, the independent or the new people that are coming out, seeing what new books they have, they're trying to sell themselves, their own sketches and stuff. I hardly ever deal with the bigger names, the guys I actually have to pay for.
Even if you miss out on getting a sketch from them, you can always just say hello.
Sure, yeah.
Well, we talked about that after New York. It's like, I don't think I'll ever walk past a guy in Artist Alley and not acknowledge them. Because that was like the worst thing when we were in New York. It's sitting at a table for the first time. It's just like people completely ignoring your existence as you're sitting there.
It's
not even trying to sell them anything. I mean, we weren't even selling anything.
It's because you're radioactive. If they get too close, they will die.
But, that definitely sucks. So definitely make eye contact, say hello, look at their work.
And
even if you don't like it, it's...
The one thing I wanted to add, too, is, and I'll just toss this in here, is not to be intimidated about saying hello to somebody.
No, God, not at all.
Because I think sometimes comic book fans overestimate, like, the fame level.
Right.
In reality.
Say that all the time. Well, I think there's creators that also overestimate... how famous, the quote-unquote famous they are. I mean, this is not, you know, The Last Samurai fucking War of the Worlds Tom Cruise shit. You know what I mean? Like, it is normal people at a normal level. Like, what's his name? Who do we have on here that said was going to come up? Who was on here and said, I was going to come up to say hi, and then
David Peterson.
Yeah, he turned around, and I got intimidated and walked away.
Yeah.
And
funny.
Like you said, it's just people.
I think, but a lot of fans, because you, and especially if it's your first time at a convention, it's like you've never met these people before. You've read their work and love it, and you know, it's like they're rock stars in your head.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you have this different sort of feeling of what they're going to be like.
It's weird because you shouldn't be intimidated by going up to someone to tell them how awesome they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we love it, man. I mean, the reason that I've done so many conventions is, aside from, you know, trying to make a little extra money throughout the year, is as an artist or a writer, you spend all your time alone in a room inside your own head. And, you know, and if you're smart, you stay away from the internet, you know, and not get wrapped up in that world of craziness. But the conventions are really the only chance you get to go out and experience on a human, real life level an appreciation for what you do. And it kind of reinvigorates you and gets you inspired to, you know, because sometimes you will be alone for months and months and be like, nobody
likes this.
Yeah, what am I doing? I don't even like this. And then you'll go out to this convention, and it is so nice to have fans and people there just to show. And a lot of times it is nice just to have somebody walk up and go,
I don't have
a book, I don't want a sketch, but I just really enjoy what you do. And you're like, that's fucking sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had that happen earlier this week. Someone from customer service came down and said, "Chris, you doing?"
I mean, most of it, it's not like they're gonna. No one's gonna like bitch slap you.
Yeah.
Like, how dare I'm eating a sandwich right now?
Middleton will though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Carmen Infantino was the nicest man I've ever met, and he looks like he could have been the crankiest old man. of all time, and he was the most nice.
And I think most. I've never really had an experience with a creator like just, you know, being a dick or anything. I mean, most creators are extremely nice, and they're there because they know what's going to happen. I mean, they're not there thinking they're not going to have people come up to them and talk to them.
Right.
So there's certainly, you know.
There's only been a few times that I've gotten to, I wouldn't even say a fight, but like a very uncomfortable discussion about, again, like, I wasn't able to get to the list. I did not have
how bad their breath was when they leaned over to kiss you.
Yeah, like, why is your tongue all so rough?
Where's your mouthwash?
Where's your scope?
Hi, I'm Simon Oliver, the writer of The Exterminators, and you're listening to Around Comics.
All right, now that Scotty gave us the artist perspective on sketches and how to go about doing that, one of the other parts of a comic convention, and you're going to find it at every convention that you go to, is the dealer section, and there are just rows and rows of dealers where you can find all of those great back issues, rifle through, you know, quarter, 50-cent, dollar bins, and find a lot of the hard-to-find stuff that you can't get at your local comic shop usually. Sitting in with us now is Mark Beatty, who's the owner of Dark Tower Comics, and he's going to kind of walk us through how to deal with dealers, what you should look for, and what that part of the convention should be like. So start off, Mark. Everyone is going to a convention to find a deal. And what is the best way to deal with a dealer while you're there?
Don't.
Don't.
Get sketches. Pretty close with someone.
Come to my table, give me your money.
You know, the best thing to do is literally before you even start looking, if you're actually looking for a lot of books, just tell them, you know, I'm looking to buy a lot of books. Can I get a better deal on the books? Just start off asking them right away, because you'll find out whether they're amiable to it or not. They're not going to. Some aren't. Trust me.
That's music to their ears. I'm looking for a lot of books.
Oh yeah, no, exactly. They're like, oh yeah, we can work with you. You know, the things like that. But you just got to feel them out first before you even start wasting your time, because you literally can waste hours at a dealer and find out he's not going to budge an inch, a dollar.
Just be direct.
Nothing. Yeah, maybe you know, it's you spend $450. He gives you like, you know, it's $445. You know,
0.5% discount.
Yeah, exactly. It's there's no set discount at the thing, but I mean, usually you're going to get a better price with cash than you are with credit. A lot of the bigger dealers will take credit cards. They'll do either over the phone or they'll have a little wireless whatever set up, but you're going to get a better price with cash.
Now, are most of the stuff that you take to a con, are they already discounted? Because you're competing against not people across town or in the suburbs. You're competing against people across the aisle. So are you already pretty much discounted as far as you can go most of the time?
Some are, some aren't. Depends on what you bring. Like, I do dollar books. I do hundreds of boxes of dollar books. So I don't really have to compete. I usually, I have more quantity than most of them come with. So, yeah, you usually discount your price what you're going to do, or you have a set time. There are guys that you'll hear them yelling out, everything's 50% off for the next hour. You know, they'll just, there's a guy who screams every year. There's a guy who does this, like once a day for
you
1 hour.
You hate him, don't you?
Oh, what do you, if I go buy stuff from him?
Wait for him.
Then I'll sell it at 75.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just bring it back to the store and sell it for normal price.
Yeah.
No, it's you're competing. I mean, try to bring your prices down to a reasonable level. Try to compete right off the bat. Yeah. It's either quantity or quality. So
it's going
to
depend on the type of dealer too, because you have your dealers who are all about,
yeah,
you know, your,
well, you have your old, yeah, school comic book guy dealers who are like
golden age stuff.
Yeah, they're snobs and they barely want to talk to you and
they don't,
you
know, really want
to.
Basically,
you basically have to walk up with a wad of cash in your hand so they see that you actually could buy something from them, yeah, before they even deal with you half the time. And then there are some dealers, I'm not going to name these, there's one local one who always has a few spots, and his prices are just way out of range. So you just got to watch your prices, too. Just shop around first. That's why I would say, first day, you know, you're going to get best pick of everything in the place. First day. Second day, scout out all the places that have good prices. And on the third day, go for the sales, because they're going to, a lot of them are going to want to take less with them the last day.
Right. They don't want to take the
stuff. Yeah, they want to cut. Some of them aren't going to another convention. Some are. You know, there are certain ones you can always tell. They'll be blowing stuff out. You can buy boxes of books for, you know, next to nothing, because they're just going home.
Sure. You'll buy up collections before.
Sure, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
When I went to New York with you guys,
mm-hmm,
I bought a guy out. Just had it shipped back with one of our friends that are local. They took it back with them, so didn't cost me a dime, which is always a nice thing.
Yeah.
And I was able to buy about 10 boxes of all new stuff.
And, you know, conventions are really the place where, you know, you have, you know, dollar, there are tons and tons of dollar books here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, conventions, that's, you know, where you get the quarter bins, where, you know, normally a dollar book at your local comic shop is going to be cut to 50 cents or quarter.
Usually on the last day or so. It depends on how much competition you have around you. Somehow,
sure,
you get stuck in a spot where there's, like, everybody around you is dollar books. You just cut it right off the middle and,
mm-hmm,
just go for broke. You'll still make a lot of money.
Now, do most dealers have a pretty good idea of what they have? I mean, do you have people that walk up to you and say, hey, I'm looking for Wolverine number 25. Do you have that?
if it's a key issue, you know what you have. If it's just some a dollar book, basically, or 50 cent book, you don't know. You have no idea. You may have ran across it, but you've also ran across, 10,000 other books. I mean, I'm bringing over 150 long boxes of books. Fuck if I know what's in there. I know there's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of new stuff in there. I just discount. I take stuff off the stands that didn't sell, and they go into the box. And there are a lot of issues, so it's a lot of stuff that's in the last 6-8 months. But particular issue, I couldn't tell you exactly. Oh, I've got 3, 5, and 7.
Yeah. You're just looking volume sales at
these things. Yeah, exactly. Right. Most of them aren't going to know. I mean, they'll have vague remembrance that there might be this or that book, but basically they just want you to look through the books.
Now, trades at a show, what should people be looking for as far as, a discount off of trades?
Usually 50%.
Okay.
Usually you're going to find a lot of guys that have 50% off trades. You're going to find a few that do like 20 or 25, or you might find better trades in those boxes. The 50% aren't going to be the best stuff in the world, usually. Yeah.
Well, last year at Chicago, there was... I got some pretty sweet trades for 50% off. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of...
We sold a bunch. We had like 6 boxes of them at the counter. We did pretty well with them.
And that's the other thing. I mean, as a consumer, it's like a lot of these dealers will have a lot of the same stuff, and it's just a matter of sort of walking around and trying to find the best price.
Well,
that's
why I always
know what you're looking
scout them out.
Yeah.
Well, also show up. If you're someone who is looking for something specific... this seems like stupid advice, but show up actually with a list of what you actually want to look for, because you'll just be lost otherwise.
You're gonna see so much crap there that you're gonna want, stuff that you didn't even think about.
Stuff where you're like, oh, I kind of want that.
Yeah.
But
at some point you're just gonna run out of money. You gotta kind of prioritize stuff and really kind of figure out what you want. And it's like Mark was saying, it's like the first day you're going to get the best pick of stuff, but it's also going to be the highest price usually.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to get much of a discount, especially on key stuff. If you're looking for key issues, like last year it was Walking Dead number one. Everybody was looking for that book, and you couldn't get it for under $100.
Yeah.
And no one was, you barely could find it, and when you did find it, I mean, literally, they weren't giving it away.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. Beatty, looking forward 2 weeks from now.
You showed up with a lot of boxes too. So
I am.
So Mark, are you gonna do you alphabetize your stuff that you take there?
Yeah, it's all alphabetized.
Those are the only people I shop with.
Yeah.
No,
I do everything the way I'd want to shop or whatever to do it for me. Mm-hmm. So alphabetizing is a key thing.
Yeah, that bugs the fuck out of me.
Last year we had bought a whole bunch of collections, and we had so many books we brought them all. We didn't organize them at all. We didn't have time. But we knocked them down to a quarter. But we figured for a quarter you can look.
Yeah.
For 25 cents, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
They're books that are normally for a dollar. You just have to look for them. There might be the same book, the same book in 8 different boxes. Who knows? But
those were a lot of Brigade number 3s.
Yeah, so we organized. Remember, find Dark Tower at the Wizard World Chicago.
What about statues and stuff? I mean, statues.
Yeah, we bring statues and action figures, and those can range. I mean, statues, Bowens, don't expect to get a great price on them. You might get 20% off of the new ones, things like that. Sometimes you'll find a few here and there that are definitely discounted. They just didn't do as well as all the other Bowens, but
there's not like
they don't stick out. But like busts, expect to get $5 off one if you're lucky, And it matters on the bust itself. But yeah, you're not going to get too much more than $5 off a bust.
Mm-hmm.
If it's $40, $35, that kind of thing. Statues, like I said, 20% tops usually. Every once in a while you'll find something good, but most of them are top dollar for Bowens. And then you're going to the crappier Marvel Select and Diamond Select statues and all that crap is, you can sometimes find that stuff for half off or even less. I mean, you've seen statues for $20 that went for $200 2 years ago. So, like I said, the Diamond Select, there's only a couple of they've ever made that are any good. Marvel, same thing, Marvels. Everything but Bowen usually suck. some of the DC Direct stuff's real nice, but there's so much of it, and you can usually get a good price on that, too. Bones are the only ones you're not going to too great of a price. Action figures, hot figures you're going to pay for. Other ones you're going to $5 to $10.
What about, for key issues and stuff or older books, like quality, trying to judge quality of books when you're looking at a price or
something? Grading?
Yeah, grading a book when you're at a con and it's like, okay, if you're looking for an old issue of something and trying to figure out, is there any good rule of thumb on stuff as far as, pricing and, you know, if you go to a show and it's like, okay, you know this book is mint condition, it's going to cost this much. But this issue maybe isn't necessarily mint. Is there any kind of rule of thumb that you use to grade stuff quickly that you could go, okay, well, it's, you know, maybe I'm not getting, you know, it's like I'm getting a good deal or I'm not getting a good deal because the quality of the book.
Yeah, basically, you know, fine condition, you could literally just use the number to say 40% off of mint price. So it's a $100 book in mint. You know, it's going to be around 50, 60 bucks in fine. It's a high fine, I should say. So
right.
It basically, under fine, under like a 6, you know, it drops dramatically. I mean, a book that's $100, you could get fine a $10 copy of it.
Right.
Okay. It's got its cover attached, and it looks okay and everything, but it's just not fantastic. There's no special gauge because, like I said, every issue is different. Maybe how cheap of an issue it is, if it's some secret 6 issue from DC compared to a first appearance of, you know, Luke Cage, you know, Hero for Hire number 1. That's going to go for way over Guide. Key issues are always going to go for way over. Even, I think Guide listed at about 125 to 150 in mint. I've never seen a good copy for under 2.
So I'd say
50.
Know what you want to buy.
Know what you want to buy.
Probably check eBay before you go and see what market value is.
eBay is a good
stuff.
Way to do it, but check the price guide too.
Paying cash, have cash.
Oh yeah, cash is a key. I mean, like I said, you're going to get a much
better
price.
Those dealers
got to
buy booze.
Especially stuff. Yeah, you know you're gonna make a better deal with cash.
Well, I know
cause
you.
That's usually the question you usually say when they start trying to haggle with you. You go cash or credit, and they'll go credit. You go this is the price.
Yeah. I know you, just personally, I know that you, as a dealer, work the show, but then Mark Beatty, consumer, goes out and buys stuff at the show.
Captain America
so
Shield.
you want cash so you can go out and buy the stuff that you want.
Oh, sure, exactly. Like I said, there's other guys that are going out that we know that'll end up buying out their stuff or seeing stuff that I know I can sell in my store for a good price.
Or something that goes in your Captain America room at home.
Or find something for me.
Or something that goes in my vast Captain America room.
No, literally, last year in February in New York, Mark Captain calls me on the cell phone. He's wandering around the show, and he found some Miracle Man issues that he knew I wanted. And
so I made a deal with the guy and bought
it. Nice.
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet. And
yeah, if I can remember what you're looking for, I do it all the time. I take want lists for the store, too, for customers that are looking for special things. If I don't have it, I try to find it there real fast.
Yeah.
That way I try to get a good deal. And you can usually do dealer-to-dealer deals. They'll usually give you a little better price than they do the average, just because they know it's going to be cash immediately. And if they ever need something, they'll come back and find you. Same kind of thing.
And most hookers don't take credit, so...
What does?
Most hookers don't take credit, so that's
why
cash
don't.
Is...
Drug dealers and hookers...
That's what Scotty keeps telling me.
Adultfriendfinder.com?
Whore.
Whore? You don't go over hookers.
They do take,
whore.
I think they do take
I go
PayPal,
over whores.
Though, if you can PayPal them early.
Oh, like dirty slut.
Like after you get one or two meetings. That's what Scotty tells me.
What about trading any? Like if I'm a consumer and it's like, oh, I got some issues that are worth a few bucks. Is it worth me to try and bring them and trade them?
It can
them
be
with
as long as it's good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're bringing average crap, don't bring anything past 1985. Don't bother.
Right. Because everybody's
got it. It's not going to help you. It's a waste of time. And everybody thinks they've got all these 90s books. I get more collections. Oh, I've got all this stuff. Thousands of it's. And you ask them what year it is. Oh, it's 80s. And you go there, it's 1990. So every time you look at a collection, it's 10 years newer than they say.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, but don't even bother if it's unless it's...
Only bring the pre-crisis
stuff. Yeah, bronze, silver, gold.
Yeah.
That's the only stuff you need to bring. And Golden Age, you're going to do real well with this. Always guys that will buy the Golden Age. Silver Age, you'll do pretty well. Bronze Age, it matters on the issues, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can do some trade-offs. The thing is, you got to know what you have to know what you have, though.
Yeah.
Don't just go in going, well, I've got these, and I want that. And, you know, you may be getting screwed royally. Yeah. And the dealer's not going to tell you. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well,
when you're going stupid, you're going to leave stupid. So... Yeah, I mean, know what you got. Know what you have and know what you want and know what's a good equitable trade for both of you. And understand that these guys have to be able to, when you're selling your books, if you're looking for cash, don't expect to get anything close to Guide.
Yeah.
You want Guide, sit on eBay.
Yep.
You're not going to get it on eBay.
Because the dealers have it turned around.
No, you're not.
You know, you've got, unless you've got super nice books, and they've got to be super nice, you're not going to get premium pricing for books anymore. I've done it. I bought a few Captain America issues. I'll find a good grade copy and I'm way under guide. You know, but that's the deal. But unless you get really, really nice copies, don't expect to get really good prices.
Yeah. Sure.
Especially, dealers have turned around.
When I'm saying nice condition, I'm saying like eights right. and above, so very fine.
Well, you're paying for
very
business.
Fine, very
mean,
fine,
you're
plus
paying
and
for
above.
Business.
You're, but they can't afford to, let's say the book's $100, they can't afford to give you $50 or $60 for that book and then hope they can sell it for $100. It's not going to happen. They're going to sell it for, you know, $5 or $10 over that.
Yeah.
You're going to get... usually on an average anywhere from 15% to 30% of what guide says for your books. Maybe a little higher for premium sub golden age, things like that, because they know they have a special market for that.
What are the hot books going into Wizard World this year? Any idea on like what's gonna be hot?
It's probably gonna be a lot of the World War Hulk stuff, the variants and things like that. It's mostly that stuff. A lot of the crossovers probably. I know the Ant-Man one sold out really well, so that's gonna be It's just like kind of like with Civil War with the She-Hulk, the one crossover that She-Hulk had.
Right.
That book zoomed up to $25.
What do you give me for that that World War Hulk Ant-Man crossover?
I don't need any. That's right
on. He has a stockpile.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, I guess that we have friends that have stores and we deal with each other, so we have lots of.
I brought mine with me.
Guess I know it's going to be in your dollar boxes at the con, huh?
Yeah, no, I've got good dollar books. Trust me on this, folks. Good dollar books.
Come see Dark Tower.
Check Dark Tower out.
It's the quarter books you don't have much because Tom goes through them like
Tom
fucking
pretty much. Yeah, I don't even bother bringing them because if they were any good after Tom got rid of them.
Yeah, here on Tom, how many did you buy on Wednesday?
66.
And you said nothing close to a record.
About 87.
87 was his top. 66 is pretty damn close, though, recently.
Nice.
All right. I gave him a British one to boot.
Aww.
Well, Mr. Beatty, thank you very much.
And we will see you at Dark Tower.
And over 5 feet from you.
We had a bunch of forum posts, and I think we're running a little long today, so I'll tell you what, if you want to see what our very intelligent forum posters had to say about comic conventions and their advice.
You want to find out Shane White's weird, almost Puritan eating habits?
And his, and his tragically... his tragic good looks.
He's
very good looking,
It's because of his diet.
Maybe it is,
Because we're all sitting around eating fucking Cheez-Its and drinking beer.
Yeah.
She's growing organic vegetables.
Shane White just finished 800 push-ups. Yeah.
And he's chiseling his jaw with iron.
Yeah, Shane has like the 13-step rule to how to eat at a comic convention.
Step 12 is go and start an organic farm 6 months
later. Yeah, it's pretty intense. So we had some great posts on the forum this week, some great tips and advice. One of them, Dan C. talked about... knowing if you're traveling out of town, know the weight restrictions on luggage, and because you can all those great deals that you get can end up going right out the window in what you end up paying in overages for luggage. Yeah. So be careful of that. David Price.
It's pretty much across the board 50 pounds.
Or they just destroy the books. Yeah. They'll just open it up.
I do want to throw out one more just personal thing. I love you all. No.
This has been so fun doing the podcast. When you go
You're standing in line and you want to get like books signed by creators, and I've talked about this before.
Take them.
Don't fucking bring a stack of 100 fucking books to
get signed. Have them out.
This is mentioned by Chris Hansborough as well.
Yeah.
Don't bring
there's nothing
books.
Worse than like you're just standing there wanting to get a book signed and there's some guy in front of you with 27 100 issues.
He's got a short box filled.
Yeah, of shit. It just drives me crazy, you know, because they're just going to sell.
Well, from the person signing the books side of, I mean, I'll have. Do your best to take. Don't go up and hand 20 books and them all be in bags and boards. Take them out because.
Yeah.
You know,
tape them shut.
Yeah, that. Well, usually you are sitting there.
Here's my pet peeve. You know, I can understand.
Scotty's got a knife.
Don't touch him with your greasy hands.
Fuck your book up, brother.
I'm a 10 book maximum. It's like, you know, I
Jesus
shut up.
Christ.
No, I, you know, 10 books.
Per person, per artist.
Yeah. You know, hey, 10 single issues.
He's got to fill a suitcase.
That is the most I'll ever ask anyone to sign, even though now I'm just like trades and hardcover editions, that kind of stuff. The ones that really piss me off are I have 25 copies of issue number one that I want you to sign.
Well, those are retailers. Those are store owners.
Exactly. Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to vary as well. I mean,
scabs.
You can gauge it from artist to artist or writer to writer. I mean, if you walk up into artist alley or you walk up to a guy's table and there's not a line, do whatever you want. I mean, well, as long as the guy's not pissed. I don't care.
90
I mean,
people in line.
I've had a guy walk up with every book that I've ever done anything for, whether a pinup or a cover or... And, I mean, at the
Forum
point,
penthouse?
I was okay. Well,
letters. I never thought this would happen to me when I was drawing.
And then I let a guy shave my pubes. It was so weird.
But exciting.
But smooth and delicious.
Yeah, smooth and delicious.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it, buddy.
Awesome.
All right. Well,
end
with that.
Show.
Yeah.
I think the last thing is have fun. Man, comic con.
Yeah, we really
awesome.
Made it feel like you should have all this shit planned. You should just fucking go.
Yeah.
Really? Actually, the whole
show, ignore everything we've just said.
Yeah, everything's retarded that
just
we just
go
said.
Have a good
just
time.
Fucking go.
Yeah,
if you see me at a convention, shove me.
Yeah.
If you keep
He's had that as a standing offer
yeah.
for, you know,
shove if you
me.
See me and you think you can sneak up on me and shove me to the ground, do it. Anyone who's at Wizard World Chicago, if you see me, I'll be wearing a brewer's hat.
He'll give you something.
And if you can pin me to the ground, I'll give you a quarter bar.
Now every Milwaukee Brewer fan in Chicago has a mark on them.
If you see me, I'm as handsome as a Hardy Boy.
With a brewer's hat.
Yeah. So if you can pin me, I'll give you a quarter bar.
But I think that's our whole thing. You know,
if you try to shove me, I'll break your fucking mouth.
But you know that was our whole thing is having these tips, you know, these little con, you know, tricks of making it a better experience for you is to have fun.
Yeah.
It's
because Chris doesn't know how to have fun unless it's scheduled and organized and detailed.
Unless it's signed by someone.
And unless I have, comfortable shoes. I need comfortable shoes or I have no fun.
All right. Let's finish this.
All right. All right. Boot camp's over.
Boot camp over. Go. Have fun. Have a good time.
Join our friends of the program, www.aroundcomics.com. You can download and print out our LCS Challenge flyer. Ask your comic shop manager or owner if they will display it in the store. If they do, send us an email and we'll mention you and the store on the show as well as post it on our site. Become a friend of the program today.
And for those of you who want to turn Chris on, you should go over to iTunes and leave an iTunes review because he gets tickled by that. So thanks for people who have. Like Eric Leffingwell, Smarty Pants 322, goddamn names.
Public Education.
NDSU Bison, Matt Camp. Ooh, thank you. Matt, thank you so much for just putting your name.
I prepared tactics for a guy named Matthew Camp, and now I'm wondering if it's the same dude.
Hold on, wait, this one's crazy. DJ4 and SpencerD197.opus.
It's a pair. It's a
wow.
And those were two different ones.
Oh.
So. But it could be a rap group.
Spencer D197.opus. I'd love to know
why
the story behind that. Maybe he's a schizo.
That's Bib Fortuna's mother's name.
I have you read the iTunes reviews just because it's so funny.
Yeah, the names. Wow, yeah. It's just Smarty Pants.
If you want to see more smart people talking about stupid stuff, go to our website. Check out all the great things that AroundComics.com has to offer. We post next week's topic on Tuesdays or whenever we feel it, like it at our forum at http. I have
two dots vertically.
It's called a colon.
/ www.aroundcomics.com. Remember to have your internet browser open when you type that, because it won't do anything if you type it into Word.
Be careful, though, because if you come on there, Sal tends to like to put his friendships on the line.
Remember, you can also visit us at ComicSpace and MySpace, but we're going to make you work for it. I'm not going to tell you how to get there.
We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network. You can find more great podcasts at comicspodcasts.com.
Yeah, thanks for InStockTrades.com for...
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
I'm curious.
Fucking Scotty. Waiting for the trade. Has never been easier. InStockTrades.com offers a huge selection of the collected editions you need to bring to a con so you can get them signed. InStockTrades.com is your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, essential showcases, archives, absolute editions, omnibus editions, and more.
There's not enough editions at InStockTrades. I won't go there.
All the great discounted prices. And remember that all orders over $50 ship for free, whether Scotty likes it or not. Whether you're buying an absolute edition or catching up with showcases and essentials, InStockTrades.com is your new best friend.
I get in straight. They're my BFF.
Love them.
Walk through the beach and sunset.
Yeah, we do. Long ride, short drive.
Cold read. Hero Initiative. Go.
We're proud to help support the Hero Initiative. Hero creates a financial safety net for yesterday's creators who need emergency medical aid, financial support, or essentials of life, and an avenue back into paying work. It's a chance for all of us to give back something to the people who have given us so much enjoyment. For more information, visit www.heroinitiative.org.
And I think you're going to be working with me at the Hero booth.
Either me or Eric, one of us.
One of the two CBQ guys. We're going to be at the Hero booth at
Playing
Chicago.
Pool with
Paul Jenkins. Ron from iFanboy is going to be there. David D. from Bullpen Bulletins is going to be there. Steve or Eric,
I'll be milling
myself
around.
If you pin me to the ground, I'll give $5 to the Hero Initiative.
Oh!
Nice.
Now you're fine.
Shit, I might fucking do that.
You're going to see
Carmine Infantino is going to tackle you to the ground.
Next year on the con boot camp, he's going to talk about bringing like shin guards and knee pads and face guards.
Dan C., Papercut from the forum, is going to be there as well. So more information on that next week. Want to thank everyone on today's panel, Sal, Scotty, Tom, as always. Steve, always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for dropping by.
Always a pleasure to be here, fellas.
Mr. Mark Beatty, thanks for sitting in, and thank you for hosting us, as always.
Sweetheart.
Everybody have a fantastic rest of your week and weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with another full-length episode. In the meantime...
Yeah.
In between whores.
Yeah, in between.
We'll be everywhere in...
And around...
American friendships.
Slutty convention whores.
Such dicks.
Would like to suggest a topic? Send us your comments, or are interested in becoming a panel member? Email us at info@aroundcomics.com or visit the Contact Us section of our website. Music for the show provided by the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and do not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Thank you for listening today, and remember to join us next time when the panel will change, but our mission will stay the same. Bringing you the very best news, reviews, and opinions in and around comics. Around Comics is a Pipe Dream production. Copyright 2007, all rights reserved. Love you, baby.